our robotic future. Robots seem to be popping up in a lot of places. Some of them are very unusual and are not places we would normally think would use robots. Take the robot minder, for example. It is turning out there is a growing shortage of priests, monks, etc. Buddhists have done something which many think is innovative, but others not so much. They have enlisted at least two robots to preach. A temple in Kyoto is now using the robot minder to get the message across. The robot is mostly made of aluminium, and as it preaches its message in Japanese, its message is being shown in other languages on screens. The audience doesn't seem to mind one bit that their teacher is a machine. The irony does not escape some people, which is a high-technology robot teaching people in a 400-year-old building. When early research on human-robot interaction was studied, researchers were surprised to find humans would personify their experiences not only with robots but with computers. Some people began to call their computers by him or her. It was found when humans interacted with computers, they acted like they were dealing with other humans. If the computer had a female voice, a human would tend to think of it as female, and so forth. As robots became more human-looking, people who dealt with them tended to act more as if they were humans. Japan had opened a hotel which used robots. The check-in counter was run by a human-looking male robot, and the bellhops were all robots. Unfortunately, this enterprise didn't work out well, and the robots were eventually replaced with humans. I don't know much more about that. One thing which seems to be true is the fact robots can make good aid workers in places like nursing homes. The residents seem to like dealing with them and think of them more or less as people. Robots also might be better suited to deal with people in these situations. They don't get annoyed, they are always willing to do what is necessary, they don't argue about their duties, and they keep a pleasant attitude with the residents. Not all robots are in human form, and as a matter of fact, some are in forms you would not suspect. There is one robot made in South Korea which is in the form of a chair which can carry a human. One of the most important attributes of robots is the fact they can provide companionship in certain situations. Take the case of the elderly who live alone and have no one. A caring robot might be just what that person needs. Much as a dog can be a great companion, a robot in a situation like that might be a much better one. Loneliness is sometimes worse than any disease, and any way we can help those affected with it would be a boon for them. There has been a lot of talk lately about using robots to make rounds in hospitals instead of the doctor having to leave his office. The robots in question would travel to the hospital rooms and have a screen in their chest and camera, and the doctor would appear on the screen to talk to the patients. The truth is, with this setup there would be a lot less hospital visits for doctors because they would be unnecessary. The billing would have to be worked out with the insurance companies. A video surveillance robot has hit the market. The idea is for this robot to protect a person's home. The robot is named Spikey and hooks up to the internet. It watches the home, can hear and speak. It can also take photographs and make phone calls, and is said to provide excellent protection against burglary. Sometimes security robots have a problem. Take the case of robots which patrol malls. A problem which seems to be prevalent is children crowding in on them, preventing their patrol. Sometimes the children even run over to them and hit, kick, and may try and bite them. There is not an easy solution to this problem. NASA has developed a robot to help astronauts with repairs and other things. The original robot was named Robonaut, and now the newer version is Robonaut 2. It takes on jobs which are too dangerous for astronauts to do. It is a human-shaped robot with great dexterity, so it can tackle tricky and delicate jobs. The original Robonaut had no legs, but Robonaut 2 has them. The idea was to create a robot which humans could work side by side with without getting hurt. It was also designed to be able to work outside a vehicle or space station if necessary, so the astronauts would not have to spacewalk. This is not the only NASA robot. Valkyrie is 6 feet 2 inches tall and weighs 300 pounds. The robot was developed to be used on Mars. It is helped when we finally go to Mars. Valkyrie will be with us, or its advanced version. Will we get our own personal robot someday? That day is getting closer all the time. Today we are sort of limited to robot vacuum cleaners and devices which act like information devices with some other qualities, but that is about to change. Did you know one robot is so realistic it has been given citizenship in Saudi Arabia? The United Nations has given it the title of Innovation Champion. The robot is Sophia. She is completely capable of holding conversations with anyone. The robot is able to learn and has appeared on television in the United States. Sophia was interviewed by CNBC. To see the interview, you can get the address of it from the written article. One problem I do have with robots is using them as weapons, and this is an area where they are getting a lot of use, maybe more than anywhere else. Some of the robots being developed are more like flying bombs than anything else, others look more like small tractors with machine guns attached to them. There are bomb disposal robots, but these seem to be more remote control than robot. The new space plane, the XB-47, is a robot device. Its purpose is not entirely clear, except for the fact it has orbited the Earth for about 2 years and came back. Do we have to worry about robotic weapons going berserk? That is a question which is yet to be answered.